Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nepal Now, whose new title is Nepal Now on the Move, for reasons I'll explain shortly. Thanks for choosing this show from among the more than 2 million podcasts now competing for your ears. I'm back. And since my last episode was titled Thank You and Goodbye, I guess I should explain. But first, if you don't know me, my name is Marty Logan. I've been a journalist for more than 30 years in my native Canada, Malaysia, and Nepal, where my wife is from. We've lived here since 2016, and before that from 2005 to 2010, when I worked with the UN Human Rights Office. Since 2016, I've been reporting regularly about health and human rights issues mainly. I started Nepal Now in June 2020 and uploaded my last episode, before this one, of course, in June 2023. Actually, I've been thinking about reviving the show ever since recording that final episode. I even kept paying for hosting all this time, although I wasn't uploading new episodes. I did that partly because I felt like I still had things to say, and also I know that a small, but steadily growing, number of people were listening. That, I realized later, is something special, that some people will devote time in their very full lives to pay attention to what I have to say. I also thought that with a new format, I could share information in a more engaging way. After 3 decades as a journalist, I believe more strongly than ever that almost everyone wants to hear stories. They're happy learning something new, but happiest if that content is presented in an engaging way. To put it simply, a story about people that has a narrative arc. So in this series, I want to talk about migration, which is a mammoth issue in today's Nepal, with social, cultural, and political impacts that go beyond the economic ones we usually hear about. And I want to make it more entertaining. Finally, honestly, I admit that I am happy performing. Hosting a podcast is a type of performance, and I enjoy asking questions and trying to make a connection with a guest in the short amount of time that we have together. Ideally, this season, I'll be speaking with people multiple times as they prepare to leave Nepal, or in some cases return here, and then after they've arrived. Of course, migration is nothing new for Nepal. Gurkha soldiers are one of the country's best-known exports and have been joining the UK and Indian armies and other forces since the early 19th century. But the scale of today's migration is awe-inspiring, and to many people, troubling. We will talk to the Nepalese making those trips and others linked to the migration phenomenon to try and make sense of this mass movement. And just some numbers to illustrate the scale. Recently, as many as 71,000 Nepalese a month have received permits to work overseas. That's a huge number from a country of fewer than 30 million people. Last year, more than 40,000 students applied for government endorsement to study abroad. That means colleges and universities in the capital, Kathmandu, are complaining about dwindling enrollment, while villages are increasingly home to the elderly and mothers looking after young children. By the way, we covered migration in the second episode of the first version of Nepal Now, if you want to check that out. The link will be in the show notes. I hope you like the new music and the logo. The tune was composed by Jason Shaw, whose website is audionautix.com, audionautix.com. The logo is by Sweven, Sweven Visuals. Finally, thank you to the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters of Nepal, ACARAB, and Himal Media, for letting me record in their studios. If what I've said interests you, listen now to the first full episode of Nepal Now on the Move. I'll be talking with UN worker Prem Awasthi, just hours before he leaves Nepal. If you've subscribed, that episode is already in your feed. If you haven't yet, please do so now, wherever you listen to podcasts.